so excited about that.
Okay, let's start. So in the last class, we are talking about virtual memory, where we are providing an illusion to the programmers that the address space that the program is using is very large, where the physical memory, it has a small capacity. And the way we were providing that support was using these page tables. We had divided our memory into fixed size chunks that we call pages. And we will allocate a physical page to a virtual page. And there would be this page table which keeps track of which pages are valid in our virtual address space. Each entry in the page table, it stores the location of the physical page, and also it had these valid bits and some other permission bits. All those page table entries are stored in page table, and the page tables are stored in memory. Whenever the programs are trying to access some memory, we have to take the virtual address, translate it to its physical address, and then access that physical location. And sometimes when we are trying to translate that address, we may find that there is no valid physical page backing up that virtual page, or the process doesn't have necessary permissions. In that case, OS triggers an exception, and we have to allocate the page or based on the permission do something else. So basically, the way we are providing the illusion that we have a very infinite, like a very large space, by not allocating all the pages that we have in our virtual address space. So for example, for one specific process, this could be the virtual address space. Within the virtual address, we use specific region for different things. For example, there is some space allocated for stack, some for heap, some for the code, some region is reserved for the OS use. But in reality, the program might be using only a fraction of the whole virtual space. So for example, let's take stack. Even though we can have a large space for the stack, the program might be using only a small fraction of it, and there could be a huge portion which is not used by the program. And virtual memory provides a way that we can allocate physical pages only for the where data is being accessed, and the space where we haven't accessed anything or stored anything, we can avoid allocating any pages for that. So the OS would allocate a new page in the stack only when the stack grows and we need some extra space. So basically, this idea is called allocating space on demand. So for example, let's look at this program, and let's assume that at some point of time, the process is trying to push some value in the stack. And this is our current page table where we have allocated bunch of physical pages. You can see like this is where the stack started and it's great. So when we start executing this push instruction, we will decrement the stack pointer that would be denoted by this RSP. And then we will push the value into that memory location. But what we find that once we have decremented the RSP, we get the new physical, new virtual address. We go through the page table to determine that what's the physical page for that virtual page. And we see that there is no physical page for that part of the stack. So push queue will trigger an exception. And now OS needs to allocate this new page, which will back up this virtual page. And then it will also update the page table. So it will say that what is the physical page that it has allocated, and it will update the other valid bits and other metadata. And once this is all done, then the exception will return to the program, and we will restart executing this push queue instruction. And the micro operations in push queue is still the same, so we will decrement the stack pointer, get the new stack address, and now we have to translate that address, so we will look up the page table, and this time we will see that, okay, there is a physical page in the page table entry, so we will use that physical page number to get the real physical address and use that as our stack address. And like the example shows that it's done for the stack, but it's true for any kind of memory access. So when we create when we start executing a process, usually we have page tables, they are basically empty. And when the program, when the process starts accessing some memory region, that is when we start creating, we start allocating physical pages and we update the page table. So essentially everything is done when we access a page for the first time that triggers a page fault, then OS takes over, OS allocates the physical page, and then eventually we restart executing that instruction. And this also, like this allocating page on demand, this idea is also, I guess it's a similar idea that we use to accelerate when we are creating a process. So for example, we can create a new process using the fork system call, and it creates a copy of the entire program. So if there is a parent process and it calls a fork, then there is one child process created with duplicated program state. So every state, register, memory, page table, everything is supposed to be duplicated from the parent process. But then if we have to copy all the pages, memory pages, that means that it could essentially become really slow. The fork would have to read and write a bunch of physical pages, and that is not that great. So what we see is basically we don't need to copy the whole address space. So for example, the code region, that's something read-only, and it's the same once we have two copies of the same program. So that's definitely can be shareable. We can have just one physical page for the code, and that's we just have different page table entries which points to the same physical page. But then there are also pages where we are writing, like we are modifying something. So these are the pages which we shouldn't share if we want to provide consistent state. But that might be a huge region. So for example, stacks or heaps, even if we want to copy them during a fork, that could lead to a huge overhead. So basically what we do is we implement an approach which is called copy on write. So initially, maybe there is a parent process and it forked a child process. We won't copy the physical pages. We will just copy the page table, which will essentially point to the same physical page as the parents. So this is great as long as all those pages are not modified. If we are just reading from something, reading something from memory, it is still fine. But once we start modifying something in our memory, then it's not okay that two processes, like I don't want to modify memory for process one, and which will be also visible to the parent. That is not something we want to do. So what we do is copy the physical page only when there is a write. Before any modification, both of the processes, they point to the same physical page. As soon as we have a write, we copy the page, and now there is a new physical page where we can modify it. But that is something done using these page faults. So for example, this is our parent process, or process one, which has this page table. And let's assume now there is a fork system call. So what will happen is we will duplicate the page table for the new process. So they are still pointing to the same physical page. You can see that the physical page numbers are the same. But we want to make sure that we don't modify the same page. So what we do is we actually mark the pages as read only. So now what will happen that, for example, let's assume the process two tries to write some pages here, some physical page here. And if it writes in the physical page, that will corrupt process one, which we don't want. So what will happen is we go through the page table and we see that this is a read-only page. So it will trigger a fault, and the OS will actually copy the original page to some other physical page. Then it will update the physical page number and update the metadata. And once OS is done allocating the page, it will return executing the user application. And then we will retry the write again. And this time we will see that this is a valid writable page. We will get the physical page number and then just go through it. Any question here? Okay. So far when we are talking about virtual memory, we say that we are providing this illusion that physical memory is really big, but even though it is small. And it could happen that whatever addresses the program is accessing, the working set size is just really large, and we cannot put all those pages in our physical memory. So what we could think about virtual memory is also it's like a cache where we put the pages that we are accessing in our physical memory, but things that are not fitting in, they are actually in the disk. So this is what we call swapping. So the disk and memory, they are in a hierarchy. All the pages are in disk, and some of them we cache in memory. So if we try to compare with the hardware cache that we have studied before, cache block here is one physical page. So whenever we are trying to transfer a page, that is the whole page, not the cache block. And also, this is a fully associative cache. For example, when we read a page from the disk, we can place it anywhere in the memory. And remember that we have the page table to say that where is that page stored. And the replacement policy for memory, it is actually implemented or managed by the operating system, where the lookup, like if the page is valid or where is the page located, what we decide looking at the page table, that is all done in the hardware. And the reason is when we are accessing the page table, that is something that's the common case. It happens very frequently. Or if we want to update some access bits depending on what we have found in the page table, that is also a common case. But replacement, it should be infrequent. And if it's infrequent, implementing in the operating system might be better because it provides a way to implement really complex algorithms. If we try to implement the exact same algorithm in the hardware, it will cost a lot of extra logic and extra hardware. So that's why it's kind of a collaborative hardware-software method, where the common case is managed by the hardware, where the infrequent case replacement is managed by the operating system. So how does this swapping works? When we are swapping in a page, it's very similar to allocating a page on demand, but this time we are actually getting the page from the disk. So what happens is we look at the page table and we see that this is not a page that is present in memory. So it is located somewhere in the disk. So there would be a page fault, and the OS will get the page from the disk. And once we get the page from the disk, the process will restart. For swapping out a page, the OS marks it as invalid in the page table, and if the page was modified, then it needs to write back that page in the disk. So one caveat of this process is the difference in the latency in disk versus memory. So you can think that, okay, this seems like a very reasonable reasonable thing to do, so we should try to do it very often. But in reality, we try to minimize swapping pages in and out as much as possible. And basically there is a huge difference in latency between memory and hard disk. Disk, they usually require milliseconds of latency to access. Even if we use faster SSDs, they require hundreds of microseconds, where accessing memory just takes just tens of nanoseconds. So when we are trying to swap in or swap out a page, the process needs to wait for milliseconds when it could have executed like maybe billions of instructions. Maybe millions. So let's try to look at the timeline. Let's assume that we have this program A and it has some pages, it's accessing its program B and it's accessing some pages. And this is the disk where all the pages are stored. And program A tries to access this specific page, and in the page table it finds that this page is actually not present in memory. So now there would be a page fault. So whenever there is a page fault, the OS will take over and it will see that, okay, we have to load this page from the disk to memory. And it may also have to evict a page from memory if the memory is already full. So it has to decide which page to evict. If that page is modified, it may have to even write back that page. But remember that like this will take a really long time to read back this green page into memory. And that is the time usually the processor does not wait until this is done. So it can do other work at that time. But after tens of milliseconds, I guess let's assume 3 or 4 milliseconds, then essentially we have transferred the page from disk to memory, and then there is an interrupt from the disk controller which says that, okay, now we have loaded the page in memory, and that is the time where the program can start executing again. So essentially there is this huge overhead of swapping in and out pages. That's why we don't try to allocate the whole virtual address space in the swap. Even if we have some swapping going in, we try to minimize it because it just makes the programs really slow. Any questions so far? So in the last class, we were talking about that there are two huge problems with page tables. And one problem was page tables are really huge. So if we put all the page tables in memory, the memory can get filled up with all page tables and we won't even have space for the data. So how bad it can be? Let's assume that we have this 39-bit physical address and 48-bit virtual address. And our page sizes are 4 kilobyte. And we want to know that how much space we need for this page table, like the page table for one process. The first thing we need to know is how many page table entries we need. And that's basically we take the address space. We have 48 bits, so that's 2 to the power 48 bytes, and each page is 4 kilobytes, so we divide it by 2 to the power 12, and eventually we have 2 to the power 36 entries. And now let's assume that we have page table entries, which are 8 bytes. It stores the physical page number, some metadata, some room for expansion, which is not allocated. So essentially, it means that we have 2 to the power 36 entries. Each of them is 8 bytes, so we need like gigabytes of data just for our page table and just for one process. So it's just not feasible to assume that we can store all these page tables in memory. So essentially what we want to do is we want to store page tables where we actually have allocated some physical pages for those. And the key observation here is if we look at the virtual address space, most of the pages are invalid. So we have allocated a significant chunk of the virtual space for stacks and heaps, but the programs usually don't use all of it. So most of them are unused, and those are invalid entries in the page table. So we could just say that, okay, if those are all invalid, we just don't want to store them in memory. But that also provides the challenge that now we have to have a mechanism which says that which page tables are valid and which page tables, which page table entries are valid and in memory and which are not. So what we want is a map that, given a virtual page number, gets the page table entry for that specific virtual page number if it's valid. And one option could be that we can have just a hash table. It will take the virtual page number and hash it to some entry, which will give us the page table entry. And this is not used anymore now, but it was an option when we, I guess a long time ago. And with hashes, there is always this possibility that what happens if there is a hash collision. So eventually what we have in processors nowadays is a T-tree data structure where there are multiple levels of page tables. And they say that the first level says that what are the page tables, what that is allocated versus what page tables we don't have any valid pages, so we didn't allocate it in memory. And this lookup is usually implemented in hardware. We try to make sure that we don't have too many memory accesses for this lookup. So here we have an example of two-level page tables. Let's assume we have this number of pages, so these are all the page table entries that we need for these many pages, 2 to the power 16. And some of them are invalid, and some of them are valid. So what we want to make sure is we want to know that which page tables are valid and which are not from this first level page table. So the first level page table would have entries which points to the second level page tables. And the page table entries in the first level, they eventually would say that if the second level page table is valid or not. So for example, if this is the entries that point to page tables, we don't have anything allocated, we can just have invalid in these entries, and that means that now we have avoided allocating page tables for these entries. So what do we actually have in these page, first level page table and second level page table? So in the first level, It is kind of the same that we have one page which contains a bunch of page table entries, but before the physical page number was a physical page where we were keeping some data. But now this physical page number is pointing to a page where we have the page table entries for the second level. So these are physical page numbers, but these are not the ones we use to look up data. These are the ones we will use to get the second level page table. And that means that also we have to use some bits in our virtual page number to determine that which entry we need to look once we have a virtual address. Then in the second level, this one actually looks very much similar to the page tables that we have seen before. It has all these valid bits, kernel bits, write bits, and also it's storing the physical page number, but this is physical page number of the data pages. The first one, the physical page number, is for the next page table, next level page table, and for the second level, the physical page number is for the real data. And if we want to know which entry within this second page, second level page table we have to look up, again, we need to use some part of our virtual page number for that. So now virtual page number is split into two parts. One part we are using for the first level, and there is second part we are using for the second level. So if this is our virtual address, we know that the lower order, some lower order bits would go to page offset. And then before, for only one level page table, we had used the whole virtual page number to index a page table. But now we have to split it into two parts and use them to index two different levels of page tables. So how should we use the physical page numbers to actually figure out the page table entries? So remember that like this is our virtual address, this is the page table base register, and we want to take the higher order bits to index our first level page table. So the base register already gives us the starting location of the first level page table. The only thing we need to know is within that page which page table entry we want to access. So similar to what we did before, we take the VPN, the first part of the VPN, multiply with the page table entry size, add it to the base register, and that gives us the first PDE address. Then we read back the value from that address, and that gives us the content of that page table entry. And I guess we have to do the validity checks and etc. But if everything, the validity and permission, if they're okay, now what we have is we have the page table entry, and it has some page physical page number, but that is basically the address of our second level page table. So that will give us the starting address of the second level page table. But within that page, we need to know that which entry or which address we want to access. So that index will come from our virtual VPN part 2. Similarly, similar as before. We multiply it by the page table entry size, and we add it to the offset that we got from the page table entry, and that gives us the address of the second page table entry. So this second page table entry is very similar to what we had if we just had one label. So this time it's similar, we just read it back, we split it, and the physical page number that we got from that entry, that's forms the physical page number of the last physical address, and the offset comes from our virtual address, and that's the final address for accessing that data. So another, So after that, we still have to access the memory to get that data. So essentially, we have three accesses. So one for accessing the first page table entry, then for second level page table entry, and then the original address. And all these lookup, the logic for lookup, this is done in the hardware. So together, this is all done in the memory management unit. And you can see that it's kind of pretty simple. It's almost, it's just addition and multiplication. So another way to think about it is if we have two levels of page table, the part one from the VPN indexes the page table entry in the first level, and the starting address of that first level page table comes from the base registry. Once we know which entry to read from the first level, that points to the starting address of the second level page table, and we have to use the VPN part two to determine which entry within that page table we are accessing. Once we read out that page table entry, that gives us the starting location of the final physical page where we have stored our data, and we use the page offset to look up specific position within that page. So before we do any examples and exercise, any question regarding this process? Okay, I guess we will go through it again when we do the exercise. So now you can say that, okay, what's the magic number with two? Why did we make two-level hierarchy? Why not three or four? And essentially, we could do that. We could divide up the virtual page number into multiple segments and use it to access different levels of hierarchy. But the intuition is the top level. The top levels will always point to the next level of page tables. And the bottom level page table entries will point to the destination page. So these are the pages we store data. These are the pages where we store the page table entries. And we have validity and permission checks at each level. Yes, any questions? No. So if we have one access, we have one virtual address, and we have multiple hierarchy, first thing we need to know is how we should split up our VPN to determine how many bits we need to index different levels. And when we say VPN 1 and 2, that basically means that given the VPN we have, what's the part of that VPN we are using to index first level versus second level. So let's assume that we have this 32-bit physical address and 32-bit virtual address. And this is our page size. We have 2 to the power 12 bytes, so it's 4 kilobytes. And we have two levels of page tables. Each page table is one page, so that means that we have 2 to the power 12 bytes in each page table. And each entry in the page table, they are 4 bytes. So we want to know that given this address, how should we split our address? So first thing is we want to know how many bits we need for page offset. And that's something we have all, like, that's similar regardless what number of levels we have. So here we have 2 to the power 12 bytes. That means that the lower order 12 bits will go to the page offset. So now we have 20 bits left, and we need to figure out how to split it. So remember that we have 4-byte page table entries. And the page table, that's the size is one page, which is 2 to the power 12 bytes. And we can have 2 to the power 10 page table entries in each page. So we take the size of the page and we divide it by the size of the page table entry. So essentially, we have 2 to the power 10 page table entries per page, which means that we need 10 bits to say that within one page, which page table entry we are trying to access. So that's why we will have, in the remaining 20 bits, 10 bits goes to the first level page, and 10 bits is used to look up the second level page. So that is essentially how we will divide it. The lower order 12 bits for page offset. The higher order 10 bits, we will use it to access the first level page table. And the second part of the VPN, we will use it to index the second level page table. Any question here? Yes. So this is because this is binary and this is hexadecimal. So in hexadecimal, we take the lower order 4 bits, which is here 8, then this is 4, and there is a 0 here, which we can. This is a mistake I make all the time. Okay. So given that given that now we know how to split the address, now we want to do some examples that how we look up page table entries when there are multiple levels. But before going to that, we will start with just one level page table. And this is an exercise we had done before. But in that case, the page table was in the processor. So we didn't have to actually determine the location of the page table. But now we have the address of the page table base register, and we will use it to determine within that one level where is our page table entry located. So we have 6-bit virtual address. 6-bit physical address. Our pages are 8 bytes, and the size of page table entry is 1 byte, which means that I guess we need, let's get to that later. And within the page table entry, the higher order 3 bits, that is our physical page number, and then we have one valid bit and other 4 bits are just not used. And we have these virtual address that we want to translate and determine that once we translate to physical address, what would we read out from our memory. So what's the first step? First step is splitting up our address. So if we split up our virtual address and write it in binary, this is what we get. And we need to know that how many bits we will use for offset versus virtual page number. Because our pages are 8 bytes, we need 3 bits for the page offset. So these are the bits, these are gone for page offset. And then we have these remaining 3 bits for our virtual page number. So with that virtual page number, now we need to determine that what's the location of the page table entry. So how would we get it? We know the starting address of the page table, and we know that within that page table, it's entry number 6. So in order to determine the location, the memory location of the page table entry, we take the base address, and then we are supposed to add the index, but we have to multiply it with the page table entry size. So this is the page table index, which is 6. We multiply it by the size of the page table entry, which is 1 byte, and now we add it to our base register. So that gives us the address of the page table entry that we are looking for. So what we will do is we will read out that entry. So we read out address 26 here. And once we read back it, we see that the value contains D6. And we write it in binary again. And what is the content of this PDA? So what we have said that the 3 MSB bits, those are our physical page number. And then there is 1 valid bit and the rest 4 bits, we are not using them. So essentially that means that these are the 3 bits for PPN. And there is 1 here, which means that this physical page, it's pointing to, that's valid. So we will use this PPN in our physical address. And remember that the offset will come directly from our virtual address. So essentially, this becomes our physical address, which is in hex 30. So this is the final memory location that where the data is stored. So now we have to read that location and we figure out that, okay, the value there is BA. Yes? This one? Okay. So once we have read out the page table entry that contains a value which we have read out, D6. And each page table entry contains the physical page number, valid bit, and what we say that the other bits are just unused in this case. So for the PPN, we just said here that these are the MSB 3 bits we will use for PPN. So we just look at what's valid that's stored there, and also we look at if it's a valid or not, valid entry or not. So that means that now we have the PPN, and we need the offset, which comes directly from here. So that is the address. Any more question? So if you think about this one, like the whole procedure that we have talked about is actually just this part, because we have just one level. We take the VPN, multiply it by the page table entry size, add it to the base register, get the entry. And once we have read back, that is our PPN, offset comes from here, and that's what. But now we know, we want to go through an example for two level, where basically we have to read memory three times. One for the first level page table entry, second time for the second level page table entry, and then we read the physical address, the final physical address. So let's assume now we have 9-bit virtual address, so the virtual address space is larger, and rest of the things are similar. So we have 6-bit physical address, 8-byte pages, 1-byte PDE, and yeah, everything is same. But the address that we want to translate, it's 131 in hexadecimal. So what's the first step? The first step is we need to know how many bits we will use for VPN part one versus and part two and page offset. So essentially we write it in hexadecimal. So it's 1, 3, like this is 3 and this is 1. And remember that we have 8-byte pages, and one page table entry is only 1 byte. So essentially it means that within one page, we can only store 8 page table entries. And that means that we need 3 bits to determine within a page where we are accessing. So our VPN will be split into 3 bits and 3 bits. VPN part one, the first 3 bits, VPN part two is the second 3 bits, and the lower order bits are page offset. So how do we determine that what is the location of the first page table entry? And this procedure is very similar to what we have done before. Essentially, the base register gives the starting location of the page table. But within that page, we need to access the fourth entry, I guess the fifth entry. So what we do is we take the index 4, multiply it by the size of the PTE, and then add it to the base register. And that is the location of the first PTE entry. And we read back that value from the memory location 24. This is the value. And now we know that the page table entry contains these values, 1101 and 0100. So what we have said that within the PDE, the first 3 bits are the physical page number, and the fourth bit is valid bit. So essentially the PPN here is 110, and it says that okay, the page table entry is valid. So this is the PPN we will use to determine that where is our second level page table entry. So what we will do is we will take the PPN and pad it with the page size. So basically, this is an index. This is the starting location of our second level page. So for the first level, the base register was already given. But for the second one, we actually computed from the PPN. And then within the page, now we need to know that which location is our page table entry. So we add it. So this is our PPN, we add it, and we get address 36. So then we now read back the value for PTE entry 2, and the value is DB. So again, if we write DB in binary, it is supposed to give us the physical page number and one valid bit. So D is 1101. So first 3 bit would be the physical page number, and the fourth bit is the validity bit. This entry is valid, so we take the PPN, and remember that for the second level, the offset will directly come from our virtual address. So that is why here we have the PPN 110, and the offset comes from our virtual address, and that is the location we are trying to access in our physical memory. So basically, if we go to 0A, so we will read back data with this AA. Yes.
Where the 110?
This 110?
No, the one. Yeah. The plus. Yeah.
So this will come from here.
Oh.
So I guess let's look at the high level again. So we take the virtual address, then we divide it into VPN part 1 and part 2. The first part we will use to determine that within the first level, which entry we are trying to look for. And that we get by taking this index and multiplying it by the size of the page table entry, and then adding it up with the base register. And that gives us the address of first page table entry, like the first level page table entry. So once we read back, now we have the page table entry and we have to split it up. And the page, physical page number there, says that what's the starting location of our second level page table. But within that page table, we need to determine which location we are trying to get, right? And that comes from here. That comes from VPN part 2. Then the process is kind of similar, like we take VPN part 2, multiply it by the size, and add it to the starting location of the second level page, which we got from the PT that we read in the first level. And that gives us the address of the second level page table, second level page table entry. After that, it's kind of what we did in the first when we just had one level. We split it up. The physical page number we get from the page table entry, and the virtual, the offset comes directly from here. So now I guess let's go back to this example again. So first, what we are supposed to do is we are supposed to determine that within the first level, which entry we are trying to look for. And that comes from this VPN part one. So essentially, we are taking this VPN part one and multiplying it by the size of the page table entry, which is one. So here we had four, and this is one, and we add it to our base register. And what we say is the base register is 20. So now we have the address of the first level page table entry. Once we have the address, we want to read back whatever data is there in that page table entry. And we find that we have D4 there. And so if we read back D4, we write it in binary. And here, we said that the first higher order 3 bits is our physical page number, and the fourth bit is our valid bit. So from this page table entry, the first level page table entry, we determine that the PPN for the second level page table is 110, and it's a valid entry. So with this PPN, and then the second part of the VPN, we need to figure out the address of the second level page table entry. So that's what we do. So we take the PPN, which is 110, and remember that this is supposed to be the offset, the starting location of the page table. So we pad it by zeros, or we multiply it by the page size. And then this 110 is coming from VPN part 2. So that gives us the address of the second level page table entry. So we read back the data from address 036, which is DEB. And now that value would say that where is our final physical pages. So D is 1101. So the first 3 bits, that's the PPN. So we get it from the page table entry. And the page offset that comes from our page offset in the virtual address. So that forms our real physical address, which is 31, or no, definitely it's wrong. Oh no, it is right. So we read back the address location hexadecimal 31, which should be here, and so we read back value 0A. Any question here? So can you actually map this process to this exercise? So basically, it is exactly the procedure that we are doing when we are doing the example. We have to determine the location of the first level page table entry. When we get that, we use that to get the location of the second level page table entry. When we get that value, we use it to get the physical address, and we use that address to read the data that we are looking for. So any question about this exercise? Okay, it's clear. Okay. So I guess the important thing is first step, split the address, and always remember that when we have the virtual address, the bottom bits that our page offset we get from the size of the page. But for the other parts, VPN part one and VPN part two, that is determined by how many page table entries we can store in one page. And for this prior example, the page table entry size was 1 byte and the whole page size was 8 bytes. So we essentially, we could have 8 entries in one page. That is why 8 is 2 to the power 3. We need 3-bit VPN for part 1 and part 2. So this will be always the first step. And I guess I wanted to do this exercise, yes. So this is almost the same configuration. I guess only the base register is slightly different. And what I want you to try is, given that we are trying to access this virtual address 0FB, what would be the address of page table entry 1, page table entry 2, and the final physical address. So I guess I will give you maybe 5 minutes. And then we will go to the procedure. Thank you. Okay, who can tell me the first step? First step is determining what would be VPN part one. Well, I guess I didn't animate it. So the first part is given the address, which is 0FB, we write it down as binary. So this is B, these 4 bits, this is F, and then there is 0, but because our virtual address is 9 bits, we divided it as the lower order 3 bits, those are page offset, and then we have these higher order 3 bits, VPN part 1, and these 3 are VPN part 2. So given VPN part 1 says 3 here, it means that we have to look at the fourth entry within the first level page table. But how do we get the address of that entry? Well, what we will do is we will take the base register address, and then the index is 3, we have to multiply the index by the size of the page table entry, which is 1. So essentially, we are adding 3 to 08, which is 0B. So that means that the address of our first level page table entry is 0B. So I guess we read it out from here. And now this is the content of the page table entry, which is BB. And as we say it here, we only need to look at the higher order 3 bits. B is 1011. So the first 3 bits, that is our PPN 101, and the valid bit says that it's a valid entry. So we will use this PPN to determine that what's the address of our second level page table entry. So this PPN gives us the physical page number 101. So that kind of the addressing, the starting address of the page table. And within that page, this VPN part 2, which is 111, says that which entry we are trying to access. So given that information, we have to form a physical address for page table entry 2. So basically, this is the PPN. We multiply it by the page size, which basically is 8, so it's padded by 3 zeros. And the index is coming from here. So that gives us the address of the second level page table entry. So we read 2F, which is EF? No, it should be F0. Yes, okay. So when we read F0, we read address 0x2F, we read back F0. So here is F0, and this is the content of our second level page table entry. And again, we know that we only need to look at the higher order 4 bits. So that's 111 and 1. So first 3 bits, that's the physical page number for the final physical page we are trying to look. And we will use that to form the final physical address. So the PPN is 111, and the page offset comes from the page offset of the virtual address. So essentially we have 111 and 011. And converting it to hexadecimal, it becomes 3B. So we read back value from 3B, which is 0C. Any question here? So you will do a bunch of exercise like this in the memory homework. I assume it will become much more clearer at that time. But yeah, any question? Okay, thank you for today. See you on Thursday.